There's no way to sugarcoat this. South Seattle College plans to chop its pastry and baking program. The college is looking to cut $1 million, and the baking program is a target. It's been a pipeline of talent to some of the city's most notable bakeries and restaurants. And as KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, former students, pastry fans, and food industry professionals are protesting.
The first thing that greets you when you walk into the kitchen is the sweet aroma of baked goods. Inside, some students are working intently on their pastillage, a sugar paste that can be molded into different shapes.
They're made of gelatin and confectioner sugar and cornstarch.
Anne Hoonhout Cooney is in her fifth quarter at South Seattle. She points to the white pieces on her tray. Once put together, they'll become a cake topper.
So I'm making a pond. These are the lily pads, these are my flower petals, these are the fish. It's all in pieces right now.
Hoonhout Cooney and her classmates are still reeling from the news about the proposed closure. The six-quarter-long program has been around for more than 40 years. For students here, the program is more than learning how to make puff pastries, decorating cakes, or plating desserts. Ricky Nelson says it's given her leadership skills, too. Nelson is in her final quarter. As a senior, she's given more responsibilities, like a teaching assistant.
We are sous chefs in your sixth quarter.
Is that why you have a taller hat?
We get the taller hat. Yeah, so we do a lot of training with the earlier quarters. We help the new students. We, you know, have certain responsibilities given to us, like running the storeroom. And it really gives us, you know, experience in the kitchen with managing or being kind of a lead. So that when you go out in industry, you have some of those qualities kind of built up.
Another student, Joey Bale, also graduates this quarter. One of the more memorable pieces he's worked on was a cake topper for Dale Chihuly's birthday cake, a replica of the artist's glass chandelier.
The cake topper took a lot of time. It was after school hours that we worked on it. And there was a few students that helped do the project. And it was a very detailed and time-consuming project, but the end result worked out really well, and he was really happy with it.
South Seattle College officials say the program's high costs and low enrollment have been the reason why it's being recommended for closure. This spring, 31 students are in the program. Six of them are expected to graduate at the end of the quarter. Supporters have offered to help with marketing. Brittany Bartleben is pastry chef at Tom Douglas Restaurants and a program graduate. She says the announcement could have come at a worse time.
Bakeries are more popular than ever. Local bakeries are opening second and third locations, and so there's jobs waiting for them.
Even for Dahlia Bakery, Bartleben says she's having a hard time finding qualified people.
A lot of people are like, well, I love to bake. I do it at home, and I think maybe I'd like to do it professionally. And it's like, that's great. And, you know, maybe they will end up being a great baker, but I need someone who's been through the program and understands the science and can just hop right in.
Like the students, Bartleben has taken to social media as an effort to save the program. There aren't many affordable options for baking and pastry training, and she fears the quality of sweets in the city will go down, limiting the number of artisan bakers that Seattle has come to enjoy. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.